Blog Talk Radio.
Fighting and losing, but I wouldn't tell you, cause I knew that you'd take over. I wanted to undo all my mess, so it looked like I did it all on purpose. You had my solution, but I knew that you'd take over. I wouldn't let you in, cause I'd have to begin to let it go. And I held on to my pride, cause I wanted to be in control. Then you showed me you're fighting for me. Now I don't have to anymore. Your love is holding me when I can't hold on anymore. My heart was breaking, but it doesn't have to anymore. I don't deserve it, but you showed me.
And it says,
now that
I'm here with you, my
heart
I gladly lay before you. My wound,
my tears,
my pain,
with confidence, O Lord,
I lay
down at your feet. I felt like the best that I had to give has fallen short so often.
Now this part of the symbol says, nothing.
Good evening, everybody, on tonight. Amen. I don't know about you all, but I'm very excited on tonight to see what God has in store for his people on tonight. Amen. We praise God for another opportunity that he allowed us to be together on tonight. So I ask everybody tonight, amen, that you prepare yourself to hear what thus says the Lord say on tonight. I'm just a vessel, one of his chosen disciples, have been set aside such a time as this on tonight. Amen. We're going to go into a quick prayer, and then we're going to jump right into this word on tonight. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your presence right now, Father God. Just want to say thank you. We thank you for this opportunity that you allow us to be here tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, we count it a privilege and an honor just to be able to call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You say in your word, oh God, that your name is a strong tower and the righteous can run in and be saved on tonight. Father God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus tonight. We plead the blood. We plant the blood on tonight. We cover your people under the blood of Jesus on tonight, right now, God. Father God, whatever I say on tonight, that you're going to get all the glory, hallelujah. You will get all the honor. You will get all the praise on tonight in the name of Jesus. God, prepare your people tonight. Open up their ears. Open up their spiritual ears, God. Open up their heart, their mind, that they might be able to receive whatever you have to say tonight, God. If we begin to download tonight, hallelujah, my God, I feel the Spirit of the Lord on tonight, hallelujah. Tonight, God, if we press in, you shall press in on tonight. So, Father God, we give you honor, we give you praise, give you glory. And, Father God, we shall bless your name on tonight. And the highest praise is hallelujah. We salute you tonight. Oh, my God, he is my Jehovah Jireh. He is my El Shaddai. He is my provider. He's my everything on tonight. Amen. As I was seeking God on last week, God, what would you help me to give to your people? Amen. You know, one thing about when you in tune with God, and when you and God have a one-on-one encounter, when you and God have a one-on-one relationship, come on, somebody, it don't take long for God to speak to you. He said, who that have an ear to hear? Well, the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to us on tonight. I thank God that I'm in a place, in a position myself on tonight, hallelujah, that when God speaks, I know it's God's voice. Come on, somebody. You got to recognize the voice of God, the voice of the enemy, the voice of Satan. Come on, somebody. He said, my sheep know my voice, and a strength they will not follow. Amen. Hallelujah. But as I began to seek God and said, God, what would you help me to speak on tonight? And he said, tell my people, oh my God, who was called, who has been chosen, who has been set aside, who has predained, who has been anointed, come on somebody, who has the oil on the lap of tonight. He said, tell them the Sabbath is, we owe God a praise on tonight. Oh, that's good right there tonight, somebody. We know we owe, we owe. Oh, God, on a praise on tonight, we all got our personal reason, our personal way why we can say we owe God a praise on tonight, and I know I owe him a praise on tonight. The reason why, because I'm still here. Come on, somebody. When my family counted me out, oh, my God. When church people counted me out, come on, somebody. When they said I'll never be anything, but I thank God that God in me said, come on, somebody. He said, don't worry about what the people are saying about you. Keep your focus on me. Keep your eyes on me. Come on, somebody. Because that's what tonight we said, I will lift my eyes unto the hills which come in my help. Come on, somebody. Tonight we all got a Shabbat. We all got a praise on tonight. The reason was because God kept us. Come on, somebody. I remember last year, according to man, said I had coronavirus. Come on, somebody. But I thank God I have no faith. I have no word in me. I began to decree and declare, God, you said, by your stripes, I'm healed. And I began to quote the word of God and said, I shall not die. some goodness in that land. Oh, my God. Ooh, after the power of the Holy Ghost. He said the reason why we all got to pray, come on somebody, when we're gonna let go, come on, we're gonna find it, come on, come on. But God said in this time right now, you all got to pray, because when we look over our life, we realize we cannot be here tonight. Oh, I can't get no help right now. Come on somebody, we could have got caught up. Mm-mm-mm. We could have connected with the wrong person, but we thank God for the Holy Ghost that he will lead you and guide you to all truth. Come on. That's why we owe God a praise on tonight. We owe him a Shabbat. We owe him a hallelujah. We owe him a thank you, Jesus. We say, Lord, I can't help but to praise him. Come on. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, all he done for Lisa, see, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Woo, praise God for saving me. Come on, somebody. I pray God for keeping me. Oh, my God. I thank God for that, for Psalms 91. It says he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Oh, my God. Tonight, we all should have a secret place where we can go in. Mm-mm-mm. That secret place that we can go in, we can sit, we can talk, we can talk to God and tell God everything that we're going through. And guess what? God ain't going to tell nobody. In this season, we got to be careful who we connect ourselves with. Come on, somebody. If the person not bearing fruit, come on, somebody. If you don't see the fruit growing on that person's tree, you better check the hand, because the Bible says the anointing flow from the head on down. Oh, my God, tonight, we all got to praise. We all got to sacrifice a praise. We owe him a worship. We owe him a magnify the Lord. We owe him tonight because God has been good to you and me on tonight. And that's why tonight, he said, tell my people, they owe me a praise. How many can witness tonight and realize that it wasn't from God on your side? Come on, we're going to throw the towel in. Oh, my God, we're getting ready to quit. We're getting ready to say, God, I can't do this. God, I can't bear this. But the Lord said you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened you on tonight. Come on, somebody. In this season, we can't afford to quit. We can't afford to get weary. We can't afford to have no doubt. Come on, somebody. You got to be careful who you connect yourself with, who praying with you, who you're talking to. Everybody does not have your interest at their best heart. Oh, that's good right here. Now, we're going to go to the scripture on tonight. I have about 3 scriptures on tonight, and we're going to move forward. Amen. I'm going to come by. And we're going to do some more talking about why I owe God a praise. Woo! Oh, my God. That right there is enough to just say, people don't understand our testimony. That's why you can't tell everybody your testimony. You can't share everybody. You can't tell everybody what God is doing for you, what he did for you, how he brought you out, how he delivered you, how he healed you. Because some people, they's not going to believe. You got to do some believer and say, I know God's going to do it. Come on, somebody. Amen. Let's go to the Word of God. Our first scripture tonight coming from St. Luke 4:8. St. Luke 4:8, talking about the goodness of God and all he's done for me. We all got to pray. Now, here it is, where Jesus is talking to the enemy. Amen. First St. Luke 4:8. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan. Come on. Well, last time you told the devil, get behind you. Oh, my God, if he leading you, guiding you, come on. Jesus said, faith, for it is written, thy shall worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thy serve. Come on, somebody. You can't serve no Buddha. You can only serve Jesus, God of the Lord. He told Satan, it is written. Oh, my God. Come on. See, we got to get the devil by the word of God. Say, it is written, thy shall worship my Lord, come on, my God, and him only. See, too many people worship the wrong kind of God, Lord, Jesus. He said those that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. crushing the enemy head. We don't get a devil. We don't get Satan. We don't get Lucifer up, no witches, no warlocks. We don't give them no praise. Come on, somebody. We put the word on them in the name of Jesus. I command you to flee now. God, you give me power and authority over the enemy. And God, you said, what I bind on earth, I bind in the heaven. Loosen the earth, loosen the heaven. So you got to give back the word of God. Why? Because I owe God a praise. I owe God a worship. Woo! Hallelujah! Come on, somebody. This is a time that we got to have crazy faith. We can't allow what we're going through in this season with this crisis going on. Come on, somebody. COVID-19, it don't mean nothing. Because guess what? We cover under the blood of Jesus. And we stand the word of God in Psalms 91. It said, no evil shall come and die to one apart. Come on, somebody. That's why every day we need to pour the whole number of God that we'll be able to say it. Come on, somebody. Because we leave our house. We don't know what our types we get ready to say. But she said, pour the whole number of God that you might be able to stand. Come on, somebody. You got to put on the heaven salvation. You got to put on the breastplate of righteousness. You got to put on the shield. You got to put on the buckler. You just can't put on the army. It says some other things that we must put on. Amen, somebody. So tonight, God said, we owe him a praise. We owe him a worship because he bought us out. Sickness didn't take us out. Come on, somebody. Disease will take us out. Infection will take us out. Come on. Heart attack, stroke, high blood pressure, diabetes. It did not take us out. Come on, somebody. Because we know how to call on the name of Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. He said that power in the name of Jesus. And there's power in agreement. Did somebody going to agree with you? Nobody going to ask a whole lot of questions. Nobody going to have faith and say, Prophet Lisa, if God told you to pray for me, sister, I'm ready to receive the prayer. Come on, somebody. See, the prayer got to be active. Come on. And faith. Ooh, move God on tonight. Again, we owe God a praise. All the glory, all the honor, all the worship belongs to God. We shabak him on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to go to St. John 4 and 23. St. John 4 and 23. Here is the word of the Lord. But the hour's coming. But the hour's coming now. And the hour going to continue to comment, a T-H mean continue. Can I get a witness? Amen. But the hour coming, and now is, now is when the true worshiper tonight on this land. Do God help in a true worship? Ooh, hallelujah. God, I worship you out of my spirit. Out of my heart. Tonight, God, I'm sending up to worship. I'm sending up to praise before you. Hallelujah. He said tonight, he said, true worshiper shall worship the Father in the spirit and in truth. We must worship him in spirit and in truth on tonight. For the Father, ooh, that's good right here. For the Father seeketh, he looking tonight on this line and say, where is my true worship? Where is my true praises? Come on, somebody. Where is Judah? He said tonight, he's seeking to see where my true worship is at. Are you one to one tonight, as Jesus said, he's seeking? Are you in a place and position yourself that you can worship God? Woo! See, our prayer is a memorial. Then as we pray, we release our prayer up in the heavenly realm. Come on, son. It's a memorial. We take it up before God as we finish praying. Because you got to wait on God to answer. Come on, somebody. So when we enter into true worship, when we go into prayer, we should take the atmosphere. We got to go in with praising and worship him. And see, once you go into praise and worship, You set the atmosphere, and God is going to come on down and meet you right where you at on tonight. Hallelujah. It said the Father is seeking for true worship. The Father seeketh for such to worship him. Him. God, you get the glory. God, you get the honor. God, you get the praise. God, I shall bark you. God, everything should be surrendered to him. Not about man. Not about woman. Not about me. Everything that we say, he said, true worshiper. He seeketh. He said, tonight I'm seeking on this line on tonight. Who, where is my true worship? Everybody don't know how to worship God. Everybody don't know how to get into his presence. Everybody don't know how to enter in. Come on. So it's good to say, could you teach me how to enter in? Ah. See, we can't come in God any kind of way, because if we begin to worship God, we don't feel the spirit of God come along us. After a while, we don't lose ourselves in worship. It might not be no word come by our mouth, but sometimes God said, all I want is a worship. All I want is a praise. So that's what he's looking for. He said he's seeking for true worship. He's looking. He's seeking. He said, what is it? So tonight, is it you? Tonight, I will say, Lord, I'm going to be one of your true worshipers. You ain't got to look for me. You ain't got to seek me. Because every time I come into your presence, I'm going to enter into worship. I'm going to enter with a praise. Oh, my God. The Bible said, oh, make for the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. So what you're saying, we all should be up in worship. Imagine if we come together at the deep in the upper room. And he said they all was filled. Hear what you're saying. He said, well, nobody left off. You know what? There came a one accord. There came a unity. Come on. Don't ever speak a different language. But he said, everybody in the house was filled. One of the last times in your worship service, well, you saw everybody in the house got filled. See, if people is alive, we see what happened in the ministry, we get distracted. We lose focus. And that's why we can't come together. We look around. Who coming through the door? Who moving? When you come to the house of God, you should be focused on the praise and worship team. Focused on the pastor that's preaching. I ain't going to look to the left, to the right, looking back, because I'm going to lose my focus. I came for one reason. I come to get in God's presence, because you know what? I have a need. I've been waiting all week long to enter into the presence of the Most High God. I don't have time to line up and distract me. See, that's what happened in the ministry. We are being distracted by people. Oh, you know, God, you people ready in the ministry to distract you? Make you lose focus? Come on. They'll do stupid stuff because the enemy said, do this, do this, do this. And so you got to be told to the spirit of God. Remember, that's a spirit. That's a demon. That's a devil. That's a witch or warlock. And you got to be tuned in the spirit so you can call it up. So, say it is written. Get thee behind me. Say, the Lord that God rebuke you now. I take authority. I take dominion. It ain't happening up in here. See, that's why it's so important that we fast and we pray before we enter into ministry, because God will show us things that's going to try to take place. And he'll take your day. She going to have on this color. He got on this color. He going to set him. She going to set there. And God will show up the witches and the warlocks, the demons, the devil, before they enter into the sanctuary. But are you in tune with the spirit of God so he can speak to you? That's why we can't get caught up in us. It's not about us. It's about him. Come on, somebody. Whatever we do and say, you said, say, it's the will of God. It's so important. Preacher tonight, come on somebody. It's time to fast and pray and seek God so God can speak to us before we enter into the ministry. He will show us what's going to try to take place, but he said, bind it up now. Loosen up now. Cast it down now. Destroy the plan of the enemy. Every plot. See, we got power and authority. We can decree and declare things, and it'll help them. If you suffer praise, the enemy can't stand praise and worship. That's good right there, somebody. See, that's what happened. We ain't doing no praise and worship. We're going in a quick fix. But sometimes God said, enter in with praise and worship. Set the atmosphere. Come on, somebody. What about if the praise team is off key? You should have your own praise. You should have your own work. You should be able to step in and begin to flow. Come on. And we ain't got no music. We ain't got no drums, no keyboard. He said the music should be inside of us tonight. Come on. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We should have our own timbre inside of us. It's time for the body of Christ to be awakened. We're sleeping in the house of God. That's why these things are happening on this week. Apostle Vine, Zoom, the lady said this man came in the parking lot. Come on, somebody. Having a mental breakdown. He came there to get help. He didn't look inside of such a word. And the people called the police on the man. You know what? Nobody will tap into the realm of the spirit. Nobody tap into the realm of the prophetic. Because I said, y'all want to check. It's a demon. Come on, y'all. Let's get together. The man came in the parking lot trying to get into the church. He said, I'm having a mental breakdown. Nobody could catch that demon, not that man. You know what? They're walking in fear. They call the police on the man. Come on. It's a sad thing. People come to the ministry and can't get help. Woo! My God. That's why we need to check ourselves tonight. Do we got enough anointing? We got no oil on us, no power on us, no worry on us. We got to lay hands on the devil, on the demon, and I command you, loose him, Satan. That man should have been free. He should have left the running and said, y'all come to this ministry with him. I went up there with a mental breakdown, but I came out with a breakthrough. Woo! Come on, y'all. The church people is losing it. What is the power? What is the anointing? What is the word in your belly, in your mouth? You can speak deliverance. See, God, if they've been praying and fasting, God would have told that pastor, the ministry, today we got a man coming in the church today. He has a mental breakdown. We got to be on guard. We got to be ready. We got to be in position. Check this out. Nobody was in place. Nobody put us to help the man. That's why people don't want to come to the house of God. They're coming in, leaving the same, but there's no deliverance. There's no healing. There's no breakthrough. There's no mission. Now the Bible says, oh my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. The word of the Lord says, signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. Is any signs and wonders following us tonight? Can anybody look around and say, I know you're a woman of God. I know you're a man of God. Who can come to us and say, I need help? Well, she have to call the pastor, the apostle, the bishop. Come on! What kind of awe is on you? What kind of word is in your belly, in your mouth, can bring deliverance, can speak a word, decree and declare a word? It's going to turn around. It's going to be a breakthrough. It's going to be a miracle. How many can go in on all people's behalf and stand in their gifts and I decree and declare, God, you're going to turn it around. Uh-huh. The Bible say, who reports shall I believe? I believe the report of the Lord. That's why we owe God a praise. Tonight, people of God, check yourself. Serve up. We need to reposition ourselves. We place ourselves in the kingdom of God. We no lost the anointing. We ain't got no oil on us. We got no power in us. We ain't got no word in us. Come on. What's coming out your mind? My. Woo, check yourself. Tonight, we need to do a roll call and see what's your power, what's your anointing. Come on. See, first of all, we got to lay hands on ourselves and command my body to be healed. I command the blood pressure. I decree and declare, God, by the Christ, you, I'm going to heal. God, I decree and declare, diabetes got to go. Your Russian curses will not be passed down to me. And I don't care what man say. I don't want to say, God told me who reports shall I believe. I believe the report of the Lord. You know what? because I owe God a praise and worship. As I begin to start praising and worship before I enter to the courtroom, enter the doctor off, enter the hospital, guess what? My praise has went before me. And when I get there, the doctor's going to say, I don't know what happened, but all I can say, I don't see nothing. Right there, I'm enough to give God a crazy praise and a crazy worship on tonight, because God, he done spared us so many times. Come on, y'all. We got to be real. God done gave us so much grace and mercy. He said, how much grace and mercy I got to continue to give you? How much I got to keep covering you? You said, but you're doing things out of the will of God. But you want God to have mercy upon him. He said, what? God said, my grace is not always going to scribe with men. Ooh, when God said, my grace is going to be cut off, you better quickly fall on your knees, fall on your face, and say, God, forgive me. I don't want your grace to be cut off of me. Come on, somebody. I'm telling people to God, we better get in a hurry for the kingdom of God. We better reposition ourselves, replace ourselves, serve us. We be playing church. Come on. God said, what is the real church is at? What is my true praise? What is my true worship? He said, he seeketh who he can find. Can you praise God? You're back up against the wall. Can you praise God in the money in your pocket? Can you praise God when your wife is asking to fold your home? Can you still praise God? Can you worship him? Can you trust God? Tonight, God said, trust the process. Why? Because I'm going to praise God. I'm going to worship him. I'm going to magnify him. I'm going to glorify him. Come on. He said he inhabits the praises of his people. Tonight, people of God, wake up. Sons of in the house of God, sleeping. You missing. Don't miss the mark. Don't miss your season. Whatever you do in this season, the sons of Lord, don't do it without me. Ha! But I follow you. I said, I'm God. God, guess what? You can't do it without me, because guess what? I'm part. I'm part of the plan. See, we should be puzzled. God, the puzzle ain't going to come together until I get them. When I get them, I got the part. It's going to slide in. Ooh, tonight the Father said he's seeking for true worship. Ooh, that's good right there. Verse 24 said, God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Tonight, God is a spirit. And he said, and they that worship him, Jesus. Jesus is speaking, 23 and 24. He said, I'm speaking. Tell my people tonight, I'm seeking. I'm seeking for who? It's going to worship me in bad time, in good time, in hard time, when you don't feel good, when I just don't feel like praising God, and I feel like worship him. You don't understand what I'm calling. Baby, that's the time you better give him a radical praise. You better give him a crazy praise, because see, the enemy wants you to have a pity party. Come on. But I refuse not to praise, not to worship God. Why? Because God been showing up good to me on tonight. Come on, somebody. God, here I am. I'm in a pleasant position. Somebody come to me tonight, say, Prophet Lisa, could you pray for me? I feel like it's a demon. Guess what? I'm going in. I ain't finna call no apostle. I ain't finna call that bishop. Come on. Well, I'm gonna call this person. The devil can be choking them. Be careful what you say. Oh, the oil is on me. I'm anointed. I'm appointed. I'm chosen. I'm ordained of God, and I'm ready to do warfare. Guess what? The test finna come. Woo, God said, okay, you said you all of that. I'm finna send somebody to you right now that need to be delivered. Right now. Right now. That's why we should always stay prayed up. Come on, we should not walk in our feelings, not your emotions, but walk in the spirit of God. So anytime God give it a user, you should say, God, here I'm available. Tonight, can God count on you? Are you in a place that you can cast out a devil, cast out a demon. Come on. Make sure that you got the right spirit in you first, because you don't need no spirit transfer. Mm-mm. Don't do it. If you know you're not ready, you're not equipped to lay hands on nobody, don't do it. Don't be afraid. Say, listen, sister or brother, I ain't trying to be funny, but I'm going through some things. I ain't pray, I ain't fast, I ain't see God, I ain't read no word, and I cannot pray for you. I'm not in a place. I'm not in a position. I don't mean to be funny. See, let's be real. Come on. Tonight, take the mask off. Let's be real. If you know you're not equipped to pray for nothing, don't do it. Come on. It ain't about all your intellect. Are you in a place in the realm of the spirit, realm of the prophetic, that you're going to pray for people that need help? People are crying out now. Where are they? Ooh, my God, tonight. I got one more scripture. Amen. I promise you, I'm almost done. Hebrews 13 and 15. This is my last scripture. Hebrews 13 and 15. Amen. The word of the Lord say, here we go. Hebrews 13 and 15 say, by him, therefore, let us offer now a sacrifice. Oh, man. That's a whole new subject right there. Sacrifice. What have you sacrificed lately to keep the oil on you? What have you sacrificed lately to stay purified? Purification. Come on. What have you sacrificed lately in order to keep your prophetic flowing, keep your prayer life flowing, keep your spirit flowing, keep your mind clear? What have you sacrificed? Wherefore, here you go, 15, by him, therefore, he's an offering. So what God is saying tonight, what are you going to offer up before me? It's a sacrifice. You say, God, oh, God, I need more of your spirit. Oh, God, I need more of your all. And he said, what you going to sacrifice? I told you to stop drinking them Coca-Cola. Put those sprays down. Stop eating all that sweet. Stop watching surfing on TV. But you ain't sacrificed that yet. So how you going to keep coming to me when you ain't even broken in obedience to me? Come on, somebody. He said, by him, therefore, let us offer up the sacrifice of praise. Your praise got to be pure. Your praise got to be clean. Your praise got to be honest. Come on, somebody. He said, y'all must worship me in spirit and in truth. Is your praise really to go up before God as a sacrifice on tonight? Come on, somebody. It said, praise God. Praise God to continue. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks for his name. Fruit. What kind of fruit are you tonight? Come on, somebody. What kind of fruit are we tonight? Are we bearing good fruit? We know we get ready to go into the winter, and that, you know, we have tangerines, we got grapefruit, we got oranges. This is the season that we get ready to bear those kind of fruit. You know, we got coconut. Come on, tonight, what kind of fruit are you? What are the sacrifice of praises is you giving unto God? Okay, we're going to go into seven types of worship, and I promise you, I'm getting ready to pass over to Pastor E. Okay, seven types of worship. Adore worship, praise worship, thanksgiving worship, confession worship, sins worship, petition worship, intercession worship. We need a heart of worship. But your worship, it must be pure before God. That's why before we enter into prayer, we should be, the first thing is, God, I repent before you. Anything I said, any thoughts that I might speak out of my mouth, but I allow my mind, my heart spoken. He said, repent now, for the kingdom of God is at hand. When I pray every night, God, I repent now. You know why? I want my prayers to go up before God's tomorrow. I want my prayers not to go all the way up to the heaven realm, and I want them to go up, but I need them to come back down. Come on. So that's why he said, check your heart. Examine ourselves every day. He said, only the pure and the just heart shall see God. When we stand before God, what can God say about you, enemy? Can he say, well done, that goodness pay for serving? Come on. Or do he need to say, depart from me? You work up iniquity. Yeah, you cast out demons. Yeah, you prophesy. You lay hands on sin, but you had your hands were unclean. We don't want to hear God say that. We want him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. He said, work when a day, when night come, no man can work. Come on, somebody. Let every man work out his own soul salvation with fear and trembling tonight. One more scripture, I'm sorry, Psalms 95, verse 6. This is my last scripture, I promise you. Psalms 95, verse 6. It say, come, let us bow down, worship, and let us kneel before the Lord, our mighty, our maker. Some people might say, Papa Lisa, I can't get on my knees. Baby, however that you is comfortable, you need, if you got to sit on the side of your bed, lay on your side, I understand some of us can't get on our knees because, you know, we have knee problems and we might get on the floor and we can't get up. God understands, but only thing God said tonight, he deserves quality time. He deserves intimate time tonight. So God said, tell my people on tonight, we owe God a praise. We owe God a worship. We owe God a hallelujah. We owe God a thanksgiving. Come on, somebody. When people tell me, text me and say, pray for me. You know what I do? Right then I go into prayer. Come on, somebody, because the Bible says that any man come to choke the word out of them. Somebody said, pray for them. You need to go in prayer right then and there. Don't wait. Well, I'm going to pray for the night when I go down in prayer. 9:10, you're going to forget. So what I do is I pray the answer. Boom, boom, boom. I'm praying for the person. And when I finish praying, guess what? I know I'm going to get the resource. I know my prayer went before God because I'm standing in prayer holy. The Bible says, oh, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. The word of the Lord said he will not hold no good faith for those who walk up right before him, right standing. So I pray for my children, whoever it is, and pray for me, Prophet Lisa. I go in then, and I'm speaking the word of God. God, you heard that prayer request. God, it might not be in right standing with you because I'm in right standing with you. God, I intercede. I stand in the breath. I decree and declare, God, that it's already been. I text them and say, it's already done. God, already will turn around for you. Because he said, when your word goes up out of a mouth, it should not return void. It should, whatever you're telling us to do, he said, it shall not return void. Besides, it's going to come back with a good report. Come on, somebody. You know what? Baby, you got that faith. Work your faith. Activate your faith. Turn it on. Come on. So my faith is activated. I'm going to work this thing right here. I ain't got time to ask no questions. I'm going in. I'm interceding. I'm praying. I'm speaking the word. God, you said it. God, you said what I've asked you in your name, according to your will. God, you said you'll do it. God, you said in Psalm, if I delight myself in the Lord, you said you will give me my very heart desire. Woo, my God. See, you got to learn how to work the word, speak the word, just don't read the word, be a doer, not the word to be a sponge, begin to absorb in us. The word should be just flowing out of us. Come on. Oh, my God, the word, the spirit of the Lord, the anointing, it should be just flowing. Boom, 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 boomerang. Come on. Your prayer should be touching heaven. Your prayer should be moving. How do you know? Because I cried God for myself. I know about faith. Tell me about faith. I promise you, I have told many miracles, so many testimonies. But God called my job last year, February 23rd. He said, time to retire. Everybody said, you ain't old enough. I said, I know according to man, but God said he's my way maker. He said he never should have fucking forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. So he said, Lisa, step out on faith. I did it. February 23rd, 2020, I retired. Guess what? I'm still, God is providing. God is making ways. So come on, somebody. My children call me mama. You know what? Mama, children call me the bank. Mama, you the bank. I said, you right. You right. I'm the bank. I'm wealthy. Come on. Come on. The Bible said he has laid up the wicked, laid up for the wealthy. But you got to go up and pull your money down. Prophesy to the four corners of the earth. Give God back his word. Remind God what he said. God, you said you never should have been forsaken. Know your seed, because I am your seed. Shabbat. What does your seed produce? Come on. The Bible says, one plant, one water, God get an increase. You can't have anybody watering your seed. Some of y'all want tonight. Why? Everything's being dressed. Well, stuff being delayed. It been heavy. Who you got watering your seed? Y'all better hear me tonight. The Holy Ghost said, who you got watering your seed? Who you got speaking over your seed? Who you got praying over your seed? And you wonder why you ain't with your harvest. Woo! Don't put your seed in no anybody's ground. Come on, somebody. You got to know what God said. Put your seed in some good soil. First of all, you need to go in. I'm almost close. You better go in. You better spot out that land and see if there's some good fruit, if there's some good land. I ain't put my seed in this right here. Pray. Seek God for direction. God, where should I put my seed? Now, we know we pay our tithes and offer in the ministry that we in, but you can sow your seed to whoever you want to sow your seed to. Tonight, Father, when we finesse, your seed is in the wrong ground. Come on, somebody. Your seed is thrown in the air right now. And it's like, I don't know where to go because she didn't name your seed. I pray and see God, for sure I put my seed in. Come on, somebody. And then you got to name your seed. Command your seed to return a hundredfold blessing. You want big blessing? Give big money. Come on. Give until it hurt. That's why you got to step out on faith. God, I trust you. God, I believe you. I'm taking you to your word. God, I ain't got no money anyway, so God, I would have sowed the seed. And when you sow that seed, watch God begin to multiply. Watch the increase come. Come on. We in a time now, prophesy and say, no more dry season. I decree and declare, no more dry season in my life. Everybody connected to me, we going up together. In this season, and hear me in my closing, in this season, you're going to know who truly connected to you. You're going to know who really got your interest, and their motive is pure. Everybody say, I'm with you. You better check out the motives. I'm going to tell you how you're going to know. When you're going through some pure hell, the one that said they got your bike, call them on the phone and say, listen, you said you had my bike. Right now, I'm a little short. Now, you told me to call you when I have a need. I'm on a call. I have an urgency need, a 911. You're going to know then who got your bike for real. Come on, somebody. See, we need to text people that say, I got your bike. Oh, I'm with you, sister. I'm with you, brother. Or if you go through, I'm going through together. Guess what? How you going to know if they are or not? When you go through stuff, you got to text them. You got to call them. They're going to connect to the realm of the spirit. And they're going to pick it up. In the sessions, we go in on other people's behalf. When you got a prophetic prayer line, you connect to God. God goes to tonight, Pastor E, Pastor Terry, in front of Virginia, whoever line, they're going through some stuff. You ain't got to say nothing. This week, my daughter, my baby daughter, a matter of fact, is on Tuesdays. Go to the Spirit of the Lord and say, you got to call her, encourage her. She's a little depressed. She'll go through some stuff. And she called me, friend, and I said, I just finna call you. I said, but God told me that you were like a little depressed. You said, Mama, I am. I said, but God told me to tell you in this season, be not worried of well-doing. If you faint not, you shall reap your harvest. I said, God told me to tell you, don't let nothing distract you or sidetrack you. She said, Mama, I need that word. See, that's when you connect. The Bible said, know them that labor among you in the vineyard. How you going to know? Spending time with them, talking with them, praying with them. Then all of a sudden, it's a season. God, I disconnect, and he'll reconnect. But when they do, when you meet again, you got to act a word. Boom, 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 boom. See, because you had time not to be around them. When you pray for people, don't let them tell you everything. Just say, hold up. I'm going to pray for you. I don't need you to tell me nothing. How you going to number two intercession? I'm going to pick it up in the realm of the prophet, realm of the spirit. I'm going to tell you what you're going through. It'll be icy on point. Come on, somebody. In my closing, I promise you tonight, we all got a praise. We all got a worship. We all got a hallelujah. Tonight, I dare you, go into a worship. He said he seeketh who will worship. You need to say, God, you ain't got to seek. You ain't got to seek no more. Oh, here I am. Here I am. I'm in place. I'm in position. Here I am. See, he said he seeketh. Tonight, I say, God. You got to pick them up. Here I am. See, we need to get out in God's face. God, I'm in your face. I ain't moving till you speak to me. Come on. I pray the word has blessed you on tonight. I promise you, this word blessed me because I promise y'all, I owe God so much praise and worship. I can't help to praise him because when I think of the goodness of Jesus, all he done for Lisa, all I can say is my soul cries a hallelujah. And you know what? It's time for us tonight. It's out of place, out of position. Tonight, God said he's here to put us back into a greater place and a greater place. You don't have to stay where you at. Mm-mm. The Father said he's here. Woo, Holy Ghost, he said, tell them I'm here right now. Mm-hmm. He's here right now. How you know? He did it for me. I had to check myself. I had to humble myself down by the mighty hands of God. It was never about me. Some of us, you know, we do get a little boast. It got to be real. Come on. But God said, humble. So we don't want God to humble us. So at best, we humble ourselves down. Amen. And this time, Pastor E, it's in your hand, man of God. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
No, it's still in your hands. A good word. Amen. Amen. What a word. Worship is very important, and I love your teaching tonight, but definitely knowing worship is not a song. Most people think just to play some loud music and lay down.
Yeah.
That's what worship. Worship is actually extravagant respect to God, where we really know to be in his presence, that we deserve to be there, to be in this peace. We don't deserve it. Yeah. We don't have any credentials or any degrees that could prove that we do deserve it, but because of grace, he's allowed us to enter in. And because of his sacrifice, now we can stay in. Oh, my God. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit, thank you tonight that we can stay in.
Yeah.
And thank you for lighting the spark and the fire of worship. I love that John chapter 4. I'm not going to even give a scripture. Read the whole chapter. But when he says, and the hour is now, where he is teaching
now.
True worshipers that will worship him in spirit. And in truth, meaning we have to have a relationship of worship. Then we have to know the truth of worship and take it to that next level. So you've started us. Those of you out there that are waiting for an awakening, I pray you were awakened tonight and you can now take it to the next level of your study in worship. Come on, join the conversation tonight if you have a comment, a question, one person that don't even know why you're here. But you heard some things that were encouraging and you want to know more. Please dial one. We don't have to talk to you openly. We have a green room that we can talk to you and share the love of Jesus to another level. Please dial one with us tonight. And for everybody else, come on in. Let's give the woman of God a great shout out for her for her excellence tonight, and see what the Lord says for you. Pastor Terry, come on in. Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, my sister, my beautiful sister, my beautiful family. I was just saying all glory be to God. Pastor E, Prophetess Lisa, I was just saying great words, great message, great scriptures, and great deliverers.
Yes, Prophetess Lisa,
praise God. What took me, when you talk about the man came in and they called the police.
Yes, they did.
That's this weekend, right now. That's a big thing because, you know, these people are crying out for help. And a lot of them, I know, with nursing, they're not in their right mind. And law enforcement, they're training, they're a team to go out. So when the police come, they don't attack them and do harm to them. So they're training in special needs how to deal with those that have a deranged mind. He said, it's our mind. It's the mind. So you hit it right there because this is something we have to be aware of, just as in ministry, how to approach.
Yes, it is. Yes.
And you said they called the police. And my God,
call the police.
Look at it. It's not them in the flesh. It's the spirit that if we don't know, and if we don't know Jesus and we don't know the power reject that voice that get in our head. There's so many people running around here like this. And that's how people, when they call the police, people get killed.
Because, oh, my gosh.
You know,
it's
touching me just to hear you say that. But praise be to God. Because like you said, we have to worship him in spirit and truth. And we worship him. Those people that come in, those people that they call the police in, this man was crying out coming in there. He was probably crying for help.
I got
chills over here, but God bless you.
I know, my sister.
I love you. We pray.
Thank you so much.
We pray
too, my sister.
Amen. God bless
Amen.
You.
Bless
Amen.
You. Thank you
Amen.
So much.
Area code 864, last 49019. Come on in. Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
Blessing family. How y'all doing?
What's up, Pastor Brian?
We are blessed.
All right, this is Pastor Brian Washington. How y'all doing? I just wanted to bless you for that word. It was so amazing. It was so filling to my spirit. Amen. And I just wanted to bless y'all family and tell y'all we got to be careful too, because, you know, we can't cast all our good pearls to swine, because it's some real, like, wet rags out here. A lot of lazy people don't want to pray. They don't want to get on their knees. They want to laugh at you behind your back. And make you look crazy in front of people, but be smiling in front of our face. You know what I'm saying? I've been seeing a lot of that. And then they really want to lean on our faith. They don't want to believe themselves. So, you know, the Lord keeps telling me, don't let that get me down and stuff. Just keep on pressing forward. And I love you all, family. And I just want to thank you again for the fruitful word. It's so good. Amen. Bless you, Lord Jesus. I get on my knees now. Thank you. And I bow.
Amen. Amen.
Bless you, man. Bless you, my brother.
Amen.
I love you, Pastor E. I love you, brother.
Yes, sir. You already know.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Bless you, sir. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, come on in on Women Speak Now and be heard with Prophetess Lisa.
Well, good evening. Can you all hear me?
Yes,
we can, my sister.
Well, hello, everybody. Hello, 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 hello. Hi. Prophetess.
Yes, my sister.
Lisa?
Yes.
Let me tell you something. I heard you talk. You have brought out so many good points. And
Amen.
I was
praise
sitting
God.
In the chair, and I got up. And I
praise
got in
God.
My bed. I got in my bed.
Wow.
And I put two pillows under my head. And I just want you to hear this word. You brought an awesome word tonight, my sister. And you brought
thank
out
you,
so
Jesus.
Many good points out of that Bible. And you said you talked to God, you heard from him on last week. But let me say something. This word was dropped right down from heaven.
Praise God. Amen.
My sister.
Thank
I said this word was dropped right down from heaven.
Amen.
And I'm so excited because I love to praise God.
Yeah.
I know, Pastor E, y'all know I love to praise God. I'm a praiser.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a worshiper of God.
Yes.
And you
said,
seek him, seek in him. We must seek him because he's looking for us. So worship
him. Yes, he is. Come on. Come on.
He said, worship me because I'm a spirit.
That's what he's looking.
Worship me.
Yeah.
And spirit and in truth.
Yeah.
So worship
him.
You know why? Because we are worship. And he wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth. Because guess what?
Yes.
We also are a spirit.
Yes.
We are
spirit
beings. And
Hallelujah.
We have a soul. And we
Thank
live in a body.
Hallelujah.
You find out so many good
Thank
points
you,
I feel
God.
That getting up and running through this house and saying, look what God has done.
Yes.
You talked about the man that came to the sanctuary.
Yes, we did.
Oh, my God. I said, listen at this lady. Listen at this prophet.
Yes.
When he came
to the house of God for
him.
He should
have left that pain. He should have left that brand new. He should have left pain. Somebody should have laid hands on that man
and they should have cast that thing out of him
in the name of Jesus.
You're right. Come on.
When he came in, he should have ran out running saying, look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done.
He touched my body. He healed my soul. Just look.
Yes.
He should not have went to jail. He should have been delivered and free.
Should have.
He should have been delivered and set free.
Mm-hmm.
That demon should have been cast out in the name of Jesus, and then tell us to go cast yourself in the sea.
So fast.
You
so
have
fast.
Preached that word tonight, and I'm on fire right now.
Amen.
Praise God.
I'm on fire.
Hallelujah.
I'm
yes.
on fire.
Glory.
Bless
we need to give God some praise. We owe God praise.
Yes, we do.
Look. That's why the praise shall continually be in my mouth. And as we become better worshipers and better praisers, we don't need encouragement.
Yes.
We just stay in that praise moment. And
say
I don't need nobody to slap my. I don't need a song. I don't need somebody else's testimony. I have enough to at every moment of my essence on this earth that I know everything I do is to praise God. So if you see me running or working out or helping somebody, I'm giving God praise in that moment right there.
Yes.
And I want somebody that's maybe not so deep in it to hear me clearly. Is that you have to learn to, no matter what it is you go through, that God still gets
mm-hmm.
what he deserves.
Mm-hmm.
Because you will
mm-hmm.
go through. Each and every one of us are experiencing different going throughs right now. So remember to give God praise. Thank you so much, Vangelis.
Can I say something? I just went through two hurricanes. Hurricane I.
Mm-hmm.
She was
mm-hmm.
not a joke. She was so wide, so big.
Yes.
She covered 40 parishes here in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And then New York City and New Jersey. And here comes Nicholas. Still dropping
mm-hmm.
water. But guess what? I've been praising God like I lost my mind.
You better.
I've been praising God like I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
Because I'm sick and tired.
As you should. Hallelujah.
Amen. Should.
Yes.
Come on.
I agree. And Prophetess Lisa, thank you for such an awesome word. God, we owe God some praise.
We owe him, honey. Come on. Wrestle our life.
We
if he don't do anything
for
else, God don't do it
yes. Awesome. Oh,
Amen.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you tonight, sister.
Amen.
You're
more than welcome.
Bless you.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Anybody else? We got a couple more minutes if you want to get in and give a shout out, question, comment. This is your time now. If not, prophets, go ahead and pray us out of here and let it be so.
Amen. I think my God did a vine had wanted to say something from California.
He just popped in. There you go, Pastor.
Okay.
Air code 559, last 46770. You're live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
Bless you, Pastor E and Prophetess Harris, for
the
word of God being shared on this glorious day that the Lord has made. And truly, it's a day that we ought to always worship the Lord and never cease to, we don't never stop asking Him for nothing, so why should we ever stop praising Him? Why should we ever stop worshiping Him? Because He's been so good. And there ought not be a day that goes by there where we're not worshiping the Lord and giving Him the glory and giving Him the praise.
Amen. You still there, sir? Okay. Pastor Divine dropped. Excuse me. Ooh, in the name of Jesus. Let's give him another opportunity to come back in. I see his number dropped off in the midst of him speaking. Thank you, Heavenly Father God. Thank you. He had something powerful.
Yeah.
There he is right there.
Yeah, okay.
No, he's back. He's back. He's back. Sir, we see you fell off, but you're back on.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Like I was saying, and the enemy inadvertently did that, but to God be the glory. Nonetheless, God is always actively doing something for us, as I shared. And why shouldn't we give Him a praise? And our praise shouldn't be predicated on who's listening and who's not listening. Our praise shouldn't be predicated on whether we get acknowledged or not by man, the world, or anybody else. Our praise ought to be totally to Him, because He's the one that wakes us up every morning. He's the one, and it be good, bad, or indifferent as we go throughout the day. And it's great, and it's an awesome thing that when somebody takes the time to literally remind us all that we need to worship Him, that He deserves a praise. We owe Him a praise. Even when we lay down, go to bed at night, some of us sometimes don't even say, Lord, I thank You. But He still watches over us. The Bible lets us know that He neither sleeps nor slumbers. And that's a praising moment right there. That's a worshiping moment, that He's watching over us day and night. 365 days out of the year, God doesn't take a break. But we take breaks. We take vacations. But yet, even during that time, we don't even worship Him and say thank You for this time. But I thank God for the woman of God sharing what the Spirit of the Lord put on her heart to share. And I'm grateful to God for this time and this opportunity. And Pastor E, it's a blessing to be able to know that you know, allowing God to use you to help bring this forth, and so that the people of God can be blessed and who need to be energized. You need to be reminded. We all need a reminder. I don't care what position we may hold, what title we may hold. We all need that fresh reminder that, hey, stay connected. Stay connected to God, and don't let nothing, be like Paul said, I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God.
Amen.
And that means our worship ought to always be authentic and true, to where God is always actively recognizing us, to the point that where He knows that we're keeping it real with Him just as He's keeping it real with us. So I bless God for this time, this moment, and I'm grateful to the woman of God for what the Spirit of the Lord gave her to share with the body of Christ on this evening.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, sir.
Thank you so much. Yes, yeah, thank you so much. Amen for the support.
Amen. It has been awesome. Go ahead and pray us out of here, woman of God. We are.
Amen.
We are ready.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just come before Your presence tonight, sensing to the voice of God. Father God, we come to say, Lord, we thank You. Lord, let our praise, let our worship, let it be real, let it be pure before You on tonight in the name of Jesus. God, we ask You tonight, right now, the Holy Ghost of fire, that You begin to examine us through and through, God, in anything in us, not of you. We ask you to do a divine removal right now. Hallelujah. Lord, we lift our hands tonight of fire and say, God, I surrender all to you on tonight. God, bless your peoples even on tonight. And bless them on this weekend. Hallelujah. I cover your peoples now under the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood, apply the blood over them. Put a bloodline cover to hedge them, a shield around them on tonight, oh God. That whatever they do, God, don't let them forget to know that, God, I owe your praise. God, I owe your worship on tonight. And God, we'll be extra careful to give you the praise. Continue to bless Pastor E, God. Continue to enlarge his territory. Enlarge his border. Bless him indeed, God. A man after your heart. Truly, he's a true praise. He a true worship. And God bless his service on tomorrow morning. As he go Facebook Live, God, let it touch people's lives all over the nation, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. God, I shabak you. God, I give you all of me on tonight, oh God. And Lord, we be extra careful tonight that you get the glory and the honor. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Spirit, we pray this prayer in faith and we seal it under the blood of Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. God bless you all, and I love you all. In Jesus Christ's name, God bless.
More love, more power, more of you in my life. Yeah, more love, more power, more of you in my life. Say everything, more love, yeah.
More power,
more of you. I will worship you with all of my heart. I will worship you with all of my mind. I will worship you with all of my strength. For you are my Lord.
Oh, everybody. More of you in my life.